This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz, and it's a delight to share a few moments with you. Many people, I think, want to be wise. But what actually is wisdom? Does it come because you get older? Let's have a look at it today, because the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament says this: wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. And though it costs all that you have, get wisdom. That's what it says. But how do we go about getting wisdom? How do we get understanding? Well, let me say today that wisdom is not about being intellectual or aloof or particularly clever or having a really good education. It's about what the Bible says, that wise people are those who apply what they know, who put their truth into action. So we're talking about something that's very practical here. Wisdom has to do with living close to God in the ordinary things we do each day. And we go about getting wisdom by asking God's Spirit to fill us, whatever we're doing, because that makes all the difference. And there's a special quality in our work that we do when we ask God for wisdom. God is with us in a special way. And this applies in every area of life. Now, perhaps you're a school student or you study. Well, God can give you wisdom there. And you can pray something like this: well, come Holy Spirit and help me in my understanding and in my knowledge. And that way, His wisdom will continue to grow in us. And what about in the area as we relate to people? For example, parents bringing up their children, or those who care for relatives who are sick, or friends that might be in bad ways as well. The same thing applies. We can ask God for wisdom. So there are no limits to the areas of life where wisdom can be found. However menial the tasks that you might do, you can still ask God to guide you and to find the wisdom to help you to do it very well. So that means that those who are often looked down on by this world's so-called wise people carry every bit as much potential for wisdom when they come to God as any person. And in the Epistle of James, James talks about wisdom that comes from above. And he talks, of course, of the wisdom that comes from God. Now, people might say to you, the best wisdom is that which comes from experience. And they'll say, well, as you get older, you actually become a wiser person. Now, that's sometimes true, but it's not always, because not everyone learns from that experience. And for that reason, I think that experience in itself is not a dependable source of wisdom. The wisdom that I'm talking about is a gift from God. His wisdom is given to those who follow God. Proverbs 2 says, happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding. And as God works in our life, we have a deeper understanding. And in James chapter 3, verse 17, he talks about the wisdom that's peaceful, gentle, and friendly. And he said, wisdom is full of compassion and produces a harvest of good deeds and free from prejudice and hypocrisy. In Mark's Gospel chapter 9, we read of an incident where the disciples were with Jesus, and they were having a bit of an argument, a bit of a dispute, and Jesus wanted to know what was going on. And he said, if you want to be first, you shall be last. And he took a child and put the child in the middle of the group. And he took the child in his arms and said, whoever receives one of these children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not him, not me, but him who sent me. In other words, Jesus used the illustration of the child. And that really was a very wise thing to do, because it cut across the jealousy, the envy that was happening with the disciples at the time. And Jesus, of course, is the best illustration of wisdom. As you read the New Testament, he shared his life with people. He encountered all sorts of people: the Pharisees, the rich people, those who were despised and the outcast. And Jesus shared his life with them. And I think there's a great lesson to be learned. We ask God for wisdom, and he promises to give us that wisdom. Lord, in our lives, we often wonder what decision to make. We sometimes struggle with our conscience. We have responsibility, but Lord, make us wise, because sometimes there are those who face difficulty and those in pain, whose bodies and minds are weighed down or confused. And so, Lord, I pray you'll make them wise. And Lord, may the world be blessed by the spreading of your wisdom. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.